Two of the deadliest mass shootings in recent American history have taken place in the last 2 months. Most recently, a man killed 26 people and injured many others when he opened fire in a church in a small Texas town. Joining us now to talk about the issue of gun violence and what should be done about it are two Rhode Islanders who come at the issue from different perspectives. Mike Chippendale is a Republican state representative from Foster. He's a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and gun rights. Thank you for joining us, Rep. Chippendale.
Thanks for inviting me, Ian.
And Linda Finn is a former Democratic state rep from Middletown. She's the president of the Rhode Island Coalition Against Gun Violence. Thank you for joining us, Linda Finn.
Nice to be here.
Let's start with the recent mass shooting in Texas. The shooter was able to buy a gun, even though he legally should not have been able to do so. Linda Finn, does that give credence to the arguments of gun rights supporters that if someone is really intent on committing violence, they're very likely to succeed?
It sounds like it gives credence to it. But on the other hand, we know that states where we do have more protections and more different ways that you have to, you know, qualify to get a gun, that it is less likely those types of things for happening. And also, there are different ways that people do commit violence, which is true, but using a gun is the most lethal way and the easiest and quickest.
Just to press the point a little bit before we go to Representative Chippendale, gun rights supporters tend to say that gun regulations and restrictions are not effective because criminals don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. There will always be guns available through the black market or various loopholes. What do you say to that?
Well, if you look, by far, the United States has, I believe, is 38 times more gun violence than other countries. And the reason is just there's easy access to guns. The easier you have to access them, the more likely you are to use it in a situation where somebody is violent or somebody's in a stressful situation, that they can just pull it out. And it's just a quick and easy way to kill somebody.
Rep. Mike Chippendale, USA Today developed a database of the most serious shooting rampages since 2006. They found that 8 of the 50 worst rampages in that time were in Texas, a state where there are a lot of guns, a lot of people openly carry guns or carry guns in a concealed fashion. Does that show that in a place where guns are more frequent, there's going to be more gun violence?
Well, I don't think so at all. I think, first of all, we need to look at the geographic size of Texas, and that can certainly explain why there may be more within the boundaries of Texas. However, we have to remember that that particular shooting in the church was stopped by an armed citizen who was an NRA member, trained, and using a very similar rifle to the bad guy who was killing people in the church innocently.
After the shooter killed 26 people,
yes,
and injured many others.
Yes, correct. And if he wasn't there, how many more would he have? You know, no one knows. We don't know the answer to those questions. Point is, you're going to have, even in a state with lax laws like that, you're going to have people who choose to obey the law, and you're going to have people who choose not to. And I would go back to a point that my friend made, Linda, that the states with more or less restrictive gun control measures have these issues. It's quite the opposite statistically. If you look at Chicago, if you look at Detroit, if you look at D.C., Atlanta, these are places with the strictest gun control, New York City, and they also have the highest crime rates. I mean, this is FBI statistics, not just some wild guess. It's been documented over and over, time and time again.
From your perspective as a gun rights supporter, Rep. Chippendale, what is your reaction? What do you think should be done when we see these mass shootings taking place seemingly on an increasingly frequent basis?
Well, I'm going to use this word once because I don't ever use it. Gun violence. It's violence. Let's call it what it is. We had a mass stabbing in the Mall of America the other day. I mean, that's violence. Violence is violence. So the fact that that there are firearms involved is a part of it, but it's not the issue. There is no law that would have stopped that person from doing what they were going to do. I will always go back to this argument. If a person makes up their mind that they are going to break the mother of all laws, you can't kill people, what makes us think they're going to follow lesser laws? Why would we think they're not going to speed to get to where they're going and break the law? Why would we think they're not going to use an illegal firearm? These people are planning to break the biggest law. You can't kill someone else. They don't care how many laws are on the books. Period. It's that simple.
Guns are one of the most polarizing issues in the country, and we were hearing the two different sides of the debate here. Linda Finn, is there common ground between someone like yourself and someone like Rep. Chippendale on steps that could be taken to reduce gun violence?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think last year in the General Assembly, there was a bill that was passed to prevent people that have been convicted of domestic violence to not have guns. And I think that that's an area that there is some common ground on. And
that was earlier this year, actually, the 2017 session, but you mean the last session?
Yes, I'm sorry. One of the other issues is that most of the gun violence in the country is actually suicides. And I think that there are ways that we can try to prevent people who are suicidal from having access to guns. And I think would hope that that's something that I know in some other states, they've tried to start programs to really make gun owners more aware of suicide prevention and things that can be done about that. And so, I hope that there are. I mean, I think that there, you know, we try. I mean, Mike and I are sitting in the same room here trying to, you know, have a conversation about it. And I think that's a step. But I think it's educating each other, too, about each other's feelings about guns and, you know, where they come from is really important to have a perspective on our side of the hunters and the people that have grown up with these guns and their feelings for them.
Representative Mike Chippendale, what would you say to the same question? Where is the common ground, if there is any, between people like yourself, strong gun rights supporters, and people like Linda Finn, who believe there should be more restrictions on guns?
I always have and always will be willing to sit down and listen and work with anyone on something collaboratively. Linda and I don't think have on specific issues, but that wouldn't preclude that. I certainly will. Is there common ground? I'm not sure. I'm sure we could probably go through the entire Title 11, Chapter 47, and find things that we both disagree on or agree on. We haven't done that, though. I don't know if there is common ground, but I would hope there is.
Let's pull back a little bit and remember that although mass shootings get a lot of attention, they are not the largest source of deaths by guns. As Linda mentioned, there are suicides. There's also a lot of gun violence in the poor parts of American cities. From where you sit, Rep. Chippendale, it's a complicated problem, certainly, but what do you think should be done to try and reduce that kind of violence?
I feel very strongly, and data supports this, that there is a across this country, and in Rhode Island specifically, because I'm more aware, of course, of my home state, there is a lack of prosecution of gun law violators. And no person, Linda won't agree with that, I won't agree with that. We don't agree that people who are committing horrible crimes, especially with firearms, should be given any lax treatment at all. We need to enforce the laws. It's very simple. The laws are black and white. If you want to be a firearm owner, with that right comes responsibilities. If you can't follow those laws, you should be prosecuted. No one will disagree with that.
Same question to you, Linda Finn. What should be done about the violence that we see in predominantly poor parts of Rhode Island?
A lot of the issue is that there's, again, easy access. Even though it's in a poor section of town, there's easy access because people can drive to New Hampshire from Rhode Island. They can drive to, you know, Mississippi and load their cars up with AR-15s and bring them back to Rhode Island. So I think one of the issues is that there's no federal standard for background checks and preventing criminals from getting guns. I mean, in some states, you can get a concealed carry permit or, you know, a gun permit without any kind of background check or any kind of training. So I think that having some strong federal laws would certainly help, and having consistency among the states will help. And I think it's a, you know, there's a combination of in these poor neighborhoods, these young people that are affected generally are not working. They don't have, you know, they haven't finished their college education. Their job prospects are few. And so I think we need to really look at that social aspect of it as well, as why are these kids, you know, why are they getting involved with gang violence or with guns and, you know, trying to prevent it?
I appreciate you both coming in to discuss this issue. Thank you, former State Rep. Linda Finn.
Thank you.
And State Rep. Mike Chippendale.
Thank you, Ian.